Joseph, you said in Matthew 24:15 how Jesus talked about the holy place, which the prophet Ezekiel said it's the holy temple. He explained that it is the holy temple. Now, is there any other place in the Bible that he talks about this?
Yes, in Daniel chapter 8, we have a prophecy, very interesting.
I want to hear it.
It talks about the Antichrist. And there are scriptures, of course, in a form of a parable, which talks about the construction of the temple. Let me read it to you. Daniel 8:13-14. Then I heard one saint speaking, and another saint said unto the certain saint which spake, how long shall be the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and the transgression of desolations, to give both the sanctuary and the host is the army of God, to be trodden underfoot? That means overcome, put underfoot. And he said unto me, unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed.
What is the sanctuary?
Well, the sanctuary, like we said already, we see in Ezekiel 41, verse 4, it's the temple in Jerusalem. This word in the Bible is used only for the temple in Jerusalem. There was not another temple of God in the Bible except the one in Jerusalem. So there is no another sanctuary in the Bible except the temple in Jerusalem. So every time you read that, it means the temple, okay? So,
what does it mean to give the sanctuary and the host to be trodden underfoot?
Well, very good questions. For the Jews, it means the temple in Jerusalem and God's people, the host. For the Christian, it has a spiritual meaning, because for us, the temple is the temple of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 3:16, it says that we are the temple of God. So beginning in the New Testament, since when the armies of Rome in 70 AD destroyed the temple in Jerusalem, since then the temple has been only our body. We are the temple of God. In fact, since the beginning, the people began